All right, we start in the bottom of Tetzayin Amud Bet, 2, 4, 6 lines up. Tanu Rabbanan Shenitpas Rabbi Eliezer the Minut. So here, when we're talking about being nitpas the Minut, is that he was captured by the Minim, and they wanted to try him for teaching Torah, for his participation or doing a mitzvot. Eleu le Gardum, which we discussed yesterday, the Gardum, they brought him up to the executioner's platform, to the gallows. But over there was also the court or the judge. Lidon, Amarlo Oto Hegmon, the governor, whoever was the leader at that time, Zakein Shekmotcha Yasuk Bedvarim Betelim Halolu, someone, an old man like you, would be involved with such meaningless items or meaningless issues. What are you doing dealing with the Torah? Amarlo, he says back to him, Neman Alai Hadayan. The Dayan is trustworthy to me, or I'm placing my trust in the Dayan. Now, Kasavur, Oto Hegmon, the Hegmon, or this judge, governor, thought, Alav Hu Omer, that he's talking about him, meaning that he's directing it towards him, that I believe you, whatever you say goes. Ve'udo Amar, like Keneged Aviv Shebashamayim. And his real intent was, Keneged Aviv Shebashamayim, that he was saying to Akash Baruch Hu, basically, Dayan Ha'emet. And he was saying, I accept Tziduk Adin, whatever's going to happen. Wow, since you trusted me and you accepted my din upon me and upon you, Dimus Paturata. Now what this means exactly? Rashi says Dimus is the name of the Avodah Zarah itself. And he's saying about his Avodah Zarah, Dimus, the name of my Avodah Zarah, Paturata. Tosus, on the other hand, says the word Dimus means Rachamim. So be Rachme, so if it does say be Dimus, be Rachme my Avodah Zarah, Paturata, your Patur. So Balabeto, he went home. Nichnasu Tamidav Etzlo, the Nachamo. All of his students came in to be Menachemim. Velo Kibel Alav Tanchumim. He was unwilling to be comforted, to be consoled over the fact that he was saved because of this misunderstanding. Samarlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva comes. Samarlo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarshen Lamar Davar Achad, Imashi de Mantani. Let me say over to you something that you taught me. Amalo Emor, speak. So Amalo Rebbe, Shemo Minut Bali Yodcha, Vanacha, Valab Nitfasta. Says, listen, maybe something, a Dvar Minut came to your hands, and you enjoyed it, that you didn't reject it, and therefore this is why you were caught over here. That's what's causing you to happen. That's why, first of all, you were caught, but then also that's why the whole situation worked out, that you were saved because of the way that you expressed it. So now, Rabbi Elazar says, Amalo Akiva, says back to him, he's Kartani. You reminded me. So now this is also interesting. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is many times found in this position of where Akiva Nichamtanu. That Akiva, we have it in the Gemara in Makot. We have it in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Akiva comes to be Mihafayis, Rabbi Yeshua, after Rabbi Gamliel forces him to come on his Yom Kippur before him. So there he is, Mephayis over there, and Rabbi Shmuel's Nichamtani. And we had it in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On the Daf Samachet in Sanhedrin, we also had where Rabbi Eliezer was sitting there and Rabbi Akiva came forward. And he was the only one who was able to speak or console Rabbi Eliezer. So you see this recurring theme with Rabbi Akiva, this idea that he's able to, in these situations, come up with the right thing to say or be able to bring the Nechama. So I'm like, Akiva, he's Kartani. He reminded me, Pamachat, Aitim Alech Veshuk Elyon Shel Tzipori. I was walking on the upper shuk, the upper market of Tzipori. Matzati echad, I found this individual, Yaakov ish kvar sach nia shemo. Amarli, katuv b'toratchem, it says in your Torah, lo tovi et nadzona, that you're not allowed to bring the exchange, a harlot's hire, for a korban, bring makrivet to Beit Hashem. Ma'u lasot yemenu beit ha-kiseh l'kohen gadol. Can you make it into the bathroom? Right, or the toilet for the Kohen Gadol. Now, he's referring to the fact that the Kohen's coming in Minyan Adioma, that the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, went to the Lishkat Parhedrin, or Palhedrin, and he spent the 7 days living in the Mikdash. So they had to provide him with all his needs. One of his needs would have been facilities, and therefore here he's asking, can you use this hollow tire, even though you can't use it for a Korban, to bring Mugrav on his back, can you use it for something like a Beit HaKisei for the Kohen Gadol? Now the question's probably not such a strong question. I mean, Mina Torah, of course you can use it, because Mina Torah, you can even use it for the roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The problem of a etnan zonah is to bring it directly on the mizbeach, to bring it as a korban. That's where it's inappropriate. So he's asking maybe at a derabbanan level, or he's really asking him more as a fun, more like fun, you'll see by his answer. I didn't respond to them. Amarli, tachlim limadani, this is what they taught me. Chi mi etnan zonah kibatza, ba'ad etnan zonah yeshuvu. This is in Micha, it's describing about Avodah Zarah, what they did with the Avodah Zarah and all the awful things. It says, Ki me'etnan zonah kibatza, they collected it from a harlot's hire. Ba'ad etnan zonah yeshuvu, and for all the time, they're going to have to end up returning it or giving it back. So he says, mimakom ha'atinofid bo, it comes from a place of filth, meaning that it's the etnan zonah. Mimakom ha'atinofid yelechu, so it should go back to a place of filth, and it should be the bathroom for the Kohen Gadol. So that should be appropriate based on the way he interprets the pasuk in Micha. I enjoyed his explanation of the pasuk in Micham. For that reason, I was caught by these minim. I was brought to trial, and I had to go through this whole process, and also be freed on this mistaken understanding of the who was Neman alive. And I violated what it says in the Torah. Now, it's interesting, again, it's the second time the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says this. Before we had it by Yoshua, when we quoted the pasuk by Ikor of the Sus, it also says, Yizkor Baraita, the pasuk, and then it quotes the pasuk from Yoshua. Over here it says, Yizkor B'Torah, and it's going to quote a pasuk from Mishle, and not from the Torah. Right, so it's talking about here, in Isha Zona, or the trap of a woman. So it says, to keep your ways far away from her, zuminut. That means distance yourself from the minut, from Avodah Zarah, or Beit Avodah Zarah, things that would draw you into being a kofer of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or leaving Yadut. V'yalti krav el petach beita. And don't come close to the doorway of her house. Don't even tempt yourself. Zu arushut. This is the government. This is the dealing with, obviously, governments here that are going to extract money from you or going to cause you problems. Those that say, what's that? Zuminut ve'arushut. That's Avodah Zarah and Rishut. Ve'aktikrav petach beita zuzona. Literally, don't go near the house of the harlot, the doorway of the harlot. Vikamo, how far away do you need to stay? So Amrav Chisto arba amot. To stay away, 4 amot. V'rabonon. Now the Rabbanon, Hai Me'et Nan Zonah, my Darshi Bey. What do they do with this pasuk? Me'et Nan Zonah Kibatza, Ve'et Nan Zonah Yeshuvu. What do they do with that pasuk? So they explain the pasuk like Rav Chisto. That Rav Chisto calls Zonah Shani Skeret. Any Zonah that hires herself out, goes out for hire. So if he is Socheret. In the end, she has to hire. I mean, in the beginning, she hires herself out to make money. In the end, in order to have accompaniment, to have people come to her, she's going to have to pay for them to come. And then it comes around, it flips around on her. Shenamar, uvetiteich etnan. When you give etnan, vetnan lo nitanach. Meaning that you'll have to pay to be hired out. Vetnan lo nitanach. And etnan will not be given to you, vatila hefech. It'll be the opposite of normal. I mean, here, Yechezkel is chastising Bnei Yisrael for their behavior. But as part of the mashal that he uses the zonah, and that you'll be like the zonah, that the titreit etnan, you'll have to pay for those to come to you, right? And they won't, you will not receive wage for providing your services. In effect, it'll be the opposite of what's normal. Upliga de Rabbi Ptat. Now this argues on Rabbi Ptat. This upliga de Rabbi Ptat is not going on this Rav Chisda statement, but back on the statement before of Rav Chisda, which is arba amot. That you have to distance yourself in the petach of a zonav, arba amot. Why? The damri Ptat lo asra Torah el kreva shel gilur arayot bilvad. The only thing the Torah requires you to take distance from is gilur arayot, shenemar, ish ish el kosh er b'saro lo tigruvu legalot erva. But you have to distance yourself from erva. You don't have to distance yourself from the doorway of the zonah or anything else. There's no requirement over there of distancing yourself from the doorway. Now, this is not so simple. Tosos over here asks upligi ad Rabbi Ptat. Says im tomar my pligi. Right, so he says, why do you have to say they're arguing? Dilma olam amru Rav Chisda Rav Ptat, shemina Torah ina asura la kreva shel gilu ariot. Maybe they agree, mina Torah, the kreva of gilu ariot is restricted. Aval migzeret chachamim, there's a gzeret chachamim that you stay dalet amot away. I mean, this addition of dalet amot, who says that's mina Torah? Nowhere does Rav Chisda say that's a din mina Torah, that might only be a din drabonon. So therefore, the distancing or the requirement not to come close, is a din d'oraita, and then the din d'rabbanan will be added on. So now, the Tosa has additional questions. Later on, that Tosa says, kach nir l'ri, d'ochi kamar, this is the way to read the Gemara, and it makes a difference. Ha'cha v'ha'ta, but ha'mashanu dorshim l'shon krei v'ha'cha arba amot, v'ha'ta mu b'bigdo, v'hi b'bigda. That's the Gemara in Shabbos that describes that a husband and wife, whereas ishto nida, even if they are both clothed and they're in bed together, that is restricted, that they must sleep separately, bizman nida, not just the fact that they are clothed and they don't even come to any tashmish. So there, upligei rabbi tat, the rabbi tat en lashon kreva, ben bedivrei Torah, ben bedivrei Kabbalah, ele gilui arayot mamash. But there's no such thing or no problem of kreva when it comes to the pasuk of over here, ish of sobezera lo tikrivu the galot erva, vafilas machta la sorocha daramot in lumod mimenu. The word kreva over here is not necessarily getting kreva, right, to go close, but rather it's talking about arayot itself, right? That is lashon kreva ben b'divrei Torah ben b'divrei Kabbalah el gileret mamash. There's only talking about gileret mamash. It's not talking about any distancing, any requirement to separate in any way. Which comes back to a machlokas. This happens to be a particular issue with the pasuk here. The pasuk here, ish al kosher b'sarol tikavulu geotava, is the requirement that one distance themselves from arayot, and that means that one is not allowed to have chibuk v'nishuk, right, things that are even not arayot. One is not allowed to have chibuk v'nishuk, even with any of the arayot, if it's their chiba. There's a machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam believes that Isur is the Oraita, is Min HaTorah. The Rambam is unique amongst the Rishonim, although you do see here Tosos, who suggests that might be a position here in the Gemara, at least in Avir, maybe even the Maskana, there's at least one position here that Lo Tikrul Garot Tevar might be a Din d'Oraita. Also, this din or this requirement to distance oneself from Arayot might be a Din d'Oraita. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam particularly says it only B'derech Chiba, only if it's done in a way, in a loving manner, that if one kisses and hugs in a loving manner, then one is in violation of Isur d'Oraita. There are those that extend that Rambam and say that it would apply to Yichud as well, that would be the source of the fact that Yichud is also Asur min d'Oraita, because just like the Rambam says, Lo Tikrivu, anything that brings you close. Although many others are, you know, Midayek out of the Rambam, that's particular to Chibuk v'Nishuk, which is what the examples that the Rambam gives when he brings down the mitzvah, the Sefer Mitzvot, he says, So that he gives it specifically, he enumerates these items, and not the Yichud, and he brings the Pasuk, Falashon Sifra, Lo Tikrivu L'Galot, Inel Yishlo Yigleh, Minayin Shlo Yikarev, right, Tamul Omar, Velishabi Nidat Tutuma, Lo Tikrav. Right? So therefore, there's a requirement to distance oneself, not simply to be away. The Ramban, right on the spot, is Mesig on the Rambam, says that it's not Din D'Oraita, it's an Asmachta Ba'aumya, and that Dinei Chibuk V'Nishuk, or distancing oneself in Arayot, is only a Din D'Rabbonon, not a Din D'Oraita. It's a very interesting tshuva from the Igros Moshe, dealing with people who go on buses and on subways, crowded buses and crowded subways, and they're forced into a position where they were going to come into contact with women. I mean, not intentionally, but because of the tzali amakom, that there is no place, or if they have to sit next to a woman on a bus, and they might come to incidental contact with the woman, there was asked of Rav Moshe if that's permissible. Rav Moshe writes over here that he thinks it's totally fine, that even according to the Rambam, he quotes the Shach who's quoting him in the Rambam, that he thinks that the restriction of the Rambam, even the Raita, is only derech, right, chiba. It's only done in a loving manner. If it's not done in a loving manner, there's no restriction, even according to the Rambam, where it's a din d'oraita. So he says, based on the shach, he doesn't think that. He thinks that incidental contact, which is clearly not derech chiba, which is in a manner where it's not even clear that you know that you're in contact with the woman or somebody around you, you don't even know them. In that instance, he doesn't feel like there's a restriction on iser d'oraita, or even iser d'rabbonon, he says. He doesn't think there's even a chashash iser d'rabbonon. For example, the Beit Yosef, who says that maybe in cases where certain instances, maybe we want to restrict it, but he says he doesn't think, even according to the Beit Yosef, maybe there's room to be matir. The only place he would not be willing to matir, according to the Beit Yosef, maybe with ishto nida. So it turned out to be an interesting thing. If your wife nida is on the bus with you, you can't come into contact with her, but another woman would be okay. Because the problem of nida is, you know, libo gaspa, or the problem, at least according to the Shach, the problem there is that we want our chokah. We want you to distance yourself because of the problem that you might go, it might go further because of the situation with the husband and wife. But that would only be true when you're in the context of your home, not in the context of a bus. According to the Yori Beit Yosef, who says the problem is period, to come into contact because of legal gospel, then maybe there'd be a problem on the bus with one's wife, or ishto nida. But otherwise, the Igros Moshe over here wants to be matir, based on that, to go ahead and go on these public transportation, even though one would come into incidental contact with women. And there's also a tshuva about shaking hands, where a possibility if one has to shake hands in a business situation, that if it comes to the fact that a woman is there in a business situation, one has to shake hands with the woman, that also might be classified as incidental contact. Now, the Igros Moshe here, when he gives the heter, he only says because it's incidental, not intentional, it's not b'kavana. Over there, with shaking hands, it becomes a more difficult situation because it is b'kavana. You intend to touch the woman. It's not that you're doing it in an incidental way. Right, so it might be lacking, which helps, but doesn't necessarily, makes it still not as good as the situation in the bus or the subway, which is that you intend to touch the woman, even though you don't, it's not derech chiba. So there are those that are matir in the cases where it's a, you know, done in a manner that is nimusim, right? It's done because of the nimus, therefore, right, especially if she initiates, and it'll be embarrassing, there'll be busha, if you can, and take her to tell her to take back her hand. And again, it's clearly not derech chiba. So most situations, you have to make sure that it's done in that manner. It's a quick handshake. It's not done in a manner that has any residual feeling with it. All right, so anyway, it's just a little taste of the issue of negia, the issue of chibuk v'nishuk, which comes out of this pasuk, again, machlokes rishonim, whether it's deraita or derabonon. And then even when it's deraita, it might only be derech chiba, which is the Rambam describes here in Mishnah Torah, in the Sefer Mitzvot and the Mishnah Torah. And therefore, there might be room for heter when it comes to certain situations. Now, ulo, kiava atami beirav, when he was on his way back from the base medrash, having nashek lehu lachtei, abe yadayu, he used to kiss these sisters' hands, ramila abe chadayu, where he used to kiss them on the chest, upliga didei adidei, right, that is an argument on the only position of ulo, damar ulo, kreva ba'alma asur. That even kreva, meaning even getting close to arayot, is a problem. Bishom leich leich aminan, we say to the nazir nazira, we say go far away. Nazir schor schor the karma lo tigrav, right? So go around, don't even come close to the vineyard. Tell people to stay far away from these things. So over here he had, even though he normally believed in this idea that you should distance yourself from the kreva, nevertheless, when he was returning from the Beit Midrash, he used to kiss his sisters. Now, wow, why was he makel over here? So Tosus brings down over here, Mashiach makel liatzmo, ayinu mishum de damya leki kishura, that they were like him, like a board. They were like a piece of wood to him. Which he's quoting from the Gemara in Ketubot. The Gemara in Ketubot talks about, right, those Amoraim, they used to carry the kala on their shoulders. So they're telling me, they became, well, how could you do that? Yeah. The kala. The Mesameach, the Chadam Kala, he used to carry the kala on his shoulders. So how could you do that? He says, Dama Lai Kikshura. She's like a piece of wood. She's like a board to me. I don't think it's a woman. So they go, ah. So the Talmud said, what about us? I said, no chance. You can't do it. But over here, he's making a lot small. Tosus quotes, this is the heter. That's brought down in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, but the Rambam, I don't think he uses Lashon Isur. It comes to his sister, but he calls it a Dover Ma'us. When it comes to kissing a sister, again, you should ask Shiloh if it's an issue, but it's not so simple in many situations, in family situations, where it's not, where both parties are not as careful in Shmirat Torah v'mitzvot. So now the Gemara says, Aluka shtebanot hav. So the grave has two daughters, and they say, give me, give me. So my hav, what does it mean, give me, give me? Amalukva kol shtebanot sarkot mi gehinom. There are two, right, voices of the banot that call out from Geinom, and they say, in this world, give me, give me. Umaninu, and who are they? The minut ve'arishut. Right, minut and rishut. Minut, obviously, is a bring me karbanot. I mean, give me lots of money towards the Avodah Zarah, pay for karbanot, do karbanot, so there's money that's given away. And the other one is the rishut, the government. Government who gives taxes and wants gifts from the people. So these are two voices that are draining you of your livelihood and that what you have. And they say, come, give me, give me, give me. And they're going to end up bringing a person to Geinom. Igadamri, Amr of Chist, Amr Magrufa, Kol Geinom Tzoeket, the voice of Geinom calls out, Ormit, Hevili Shtebanot, bring me these two daughters, Shetzoakot, Ramrod, Wolamaze, Ave Ave, bring me all those people that are in this world, right, that are, these two banot that are calling out, bring me, bring me. Those are talking about Minut and Rishut, meaning that the Geinom says, bring me those parties that are involved in these items, they're, deliver them to me. Now it says, Kol Ba'eha Lo Yishuvun, so it says, anybody who follows her path, lo yishuvun, will not return. Lo yisigun, they will not reach orchot chayim. Orchot chayim in the pasuk of Mishlei is written with the kamatz. There's no vav there. It's an orchot chayim. If they aren't returning, then how will they ever reach the path of life? If they don't ever kol ba'eha lo yishuvun, they'll never return. How can they be on the path of life if they never come back? So the Gemara says, Achi Amar, Ve'im Yashuvu Lo Yasigu. Even if they do tshuva, they'll never attain the path of life, Orchot Chaim, the Memra. So the suggestion is, Kol HaPoresh Me'Minut Mayit. Suggestion is that someone who is then Nitfas, someone who goes out to Minut, follows in the ways of Avodah Zarah, and then wants to do tshuva, that they will not succeed in doing tshuva and living, that they will die in the process of doing tshuva. Meaning, and that's what Rashi brings down over here, Kol hamishtamadim l'avodat kochavim im shavim, if they come back, mimaharim lamut, they die quickly, mitoch tzarav v'kfiyat yitzram, from the pain and the attempt to suppress their yetzer, zu gzerat ha-melechachem, the gzerat ha-kodesh baruch hu, is that they will die. So it's impossible to do tshuva, and if one is successful in doing tshuva, the end of that tshuva is death.
Someone returning to Avodah Zarah is the heart that Hashem and his rachamim, when they do
succeed,
sincere tshuva, Hashem takes them away. Maybe it was that they don't.
Sounds like Enosh, right? That he was because he wasn't, he wouldn't want to be risked. That of Avodah Zarah. There's one who came before Rav Chista. Amrei la, she said to him, this woman who comes before Rav Chista says to her, "Kala shebakalot asta bina katan mi bina gadol." The latest of the averot that I did was that my younger son was born from my older son. And that she had relations with her older son that produced her younger son. She says, that's the, those are the easy averot that I was over. So, v'amar la Rav Chista tarchula bezavata. So he says, you know what, prepare her tachrichim. This woman, prepare tachrichim for her. V'lo meita. And she didn't die. Midika amra kalish bakalot asta. If she says that these were the light of Eira, sleeping with her child, which is Arayot, was a light of Eira, Michlal, the Minut, Nami Avipo. That means that she also participated in Minut, she was also living in Avodah Zarah, and yet she didn't die right away. So when it says, Ha'utolo Hajuba Shapir, she came to do tshuva, she's coming to Avchis to do tshuva, but she didn't do a full tshuva. Mushimachi Lometa, and therefore she didn't die. I mean, had she done a full and total tshuva, she would have died. But that's why Rav Chisda said, prepare her tachrichim for her. But she never reached that level of true tshuva, and therefore she didn't die. And that's why she was able to survive. That's why she did not die right away. Miminut in me'aveira lo. That some say that from minut, right, that one does die, but from me'aveira, from tshuva, from arayot, that's not the case. He died to come to Rav Chisda. Right, that woman who came before Rav Chisda, Amala, Rav Chisda, Zabidu la Zabto, you know, prepare for her, her tachrichim, umeita, and she did die. So over there she did die. So now what's that case? The case is the case we read before, which is that she had a riot with her son. So she does tshuva, and then she ends up dying. So when it says, no, mitgamra kalish v'kalot, because she said over there that that was a light of Eira, mechalat aminu t'nami habyabo. So that she also had a vera, umeavera. Right, so therefore, that's what she died from. She died from the tshuva of the minut, and not the tshuva from avera, from arayot, because that wasn't the only thing that she was doing tshuva for. Where it says, v'yomu avera lo, is it really true that the avera you do not die from? V'hatanya, we have a braita on a very, very famous story. Amru alav, ala brulazar ben durdaya, shalo niach zonachat be'olam, shalo ba'aleha. Brulazar ben durdaya was so steeped in a rayot, that there was not a single zonah that he had not partaken of. He heard about this unbelievable zonah out on, you know, a long trip out in the islands of the sea or far away. He took a pocket of money, a wallet full of money to pay her. He took it and went. He took the money, he went, took six, you know. It's like he went over the seven seas here, he went over seven rivers. So at the time that they were beginning the process, having bia, heficha, she passes gas. She has some wind come out of her amra. She says, "Kshem sheficha zu eno chozer limkoma." Just like this wind that it passed will never come back to its place. Kach Elazar ben Dodaya ein mekablino to b'tshuva. He's gone so far that there's no way he can come back. He's so addicted, so steeped in arayot that there's no way he can do tshuva anymore. Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim v'gvaot, sat between two mountains, two hills. Amar harim v'gvaot bikshu alai rachamim, the mountains and the hills ask for mercy for me. Amlo ad shanu mivakshim alecha nivakesh al atzmenu, before we can ask for you, we have to ask for ourselves. Shenamar, because the pasuk in Yishayahu says, after kiteitze noach ki harim yamushu, the mountains will be moved, v'gvaot, and the hills timuteno will falter at that time. And that they're gonna be in danger. So we gotta take care of ourselves. Amar Shemaim Voretz Bikshu Alai Rachamim, heavens and earth, ask for Rachamim. Amru Achanu Mekshim Alecha Nevakesh Al Atzmenu. Before we ask for you, let's ask for ourselves. Shenamar Ki Shemaim Ki Ashan Nimlochu. Right, the skies or the clouds of the sky will dissipate like the smoke. Varetz Kabeged Tivleh, and the land will be worn down or worn out like a piece of clothing. So therefore, we have to protect ourselves. It's found also in the Shayo. It's actually the couple psukim between the Haftorah, Shoftim, and Ekev. So those couple psukim in Yishayo, which we don't use for those two Haftorot. So now it says, Amar Chamal Levana, Sun and the Moon, Bikshu Alai Rachamim, ask for mercy for me. Amalu Achanu Rachim Alecha Nevakesh Aletzmenu. If we can ask you, we have to ask ourselves, Shinema, V'chafra Levana, on that day when a Kodesh Baruch Hu appears, right, that the Levana, the moon will be humiliated, Ubosha Chama, and the sun will be shamed. So we have to protect ourselves. Amar Kochabim Mezalot, the stars in the constellation, Bikshu Alai Rachamim. Ask for mercy for me on my behalf. I'm low, Achanu, Mavakshim Alecha, and if Vakesha lets me know, before we can ask you, ask for ourselves, Shanamar. It says, in Shayo, Vinamukum, Vinimaku, and that's really Namaku over there. Namaku, called Tzva Hashemayim. It will dissolve all the constellations of the heavens, and that they will all be dissolved in that case. So he says, we have to ask for ourselves. Amar, he reaches the conclusion, Ein Adavar Talua Yelabi. It's up to me. I can only do it, which is some of the allegories before, you know, Chamal Vana, my mother, my father, right? And he says, then he says, the Shemayim Varetz, my Rebbe, he goes to blame everybody else, all those along the way in his life that gave him instruction today, he goes to blame them. And they all say to him, it's not us, right? It's, we can't help you anymore. You went too far, it's your own doing. And he realizes, I'm the only one who can do it. It's my fault, and I gotta deal with it. It's my achrayut. That's the only thing I'm the only one who can solve or rectify the problem now. He sticks his head between his legs. Right? Then he calls out and crying, Aj yatzta nishmato, until his soul left him. Yatzta batkov amra, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezuman l'chaye olam haba. That he's ready, because it's olam haba. Here it's like Merayot, and during Jew and Tshuva, he dies. Atamnami came into Ovik Batuva. He was so addicted to it, Kiminu Damyo. It already reached the level of Minut for him. He was so addicted to Arayot that had the same status of Minut. So, Tosos over here actually mentions over here, when it says, Anu Mavkshim Alecha Rachamim, when he goes to ask them, and they respond, did they really respond? So that was it. Tosos says, oh, maybe the Sar Shel Shemayim responded, or Sar Shel Harim responded, or maybe that's Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya thinking to himself, that this is what they would respond. I'm going to ask them to help me, and this is what I think they will respond. So Tosafot brings down both deot. Now, Bocho Rabbi. Rabbi cries, V'amar Yesh Kone Olamo B'kama Shanim. There's certain people that get the Olam Haba over a lifetime, over many years. The Yesh Kone Olamo B'sha'achat. There's some people who are Kone. They're world in a moment. which is actually we're going to have. We have it earlier in the Masechta we had by Ketiyah Bar Shalom, and we're about to have it again. Not today's daf, but tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion, the story of Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion, also has the executioner over there. Gets a b'sha'achat. So you have here in a very short distance over here. You have three cases of Kone Olamo b'sha'achat. V'amar Rabbi lo dayin lebalei tshuva shemekabelin otan. It's not enough that we accept him b'tshuva. Shekorin otan Rabbi. They get the title of Rabbi. They don't just get tshuva, they get the title of Rabbi. That's Rabbi Lozar ben Durdaya. So over here, my brother-in-law yesterday reminded me of the Sichud Musar to ask, what was Rabbi crying about? Why is he crying about Kone Olam B'Sha'achat? It's not, it can't be that he just, sorry, somebody got a B'Sha'achat. What was it? So Rabbi says this. The Sichud Musar says an unbelievable, beautiful idea. He says that Rabbi is watching what happened to Rabbi Lozar ben Durdaya. And he sees that people have in their lifetime, they reach a certain point and they hit points of inspiration in their lifetime, turning points, pivotal points in their lifetime, like this, where the Zonah turns to them and says to them about the wind that she passed, right? That's the guest that left her. It's just like, you will never return to me, you will not return. What does Rabbi Lazar do with that? He capitalizes on the moment. He has this moment of inspiration and he capitalizes it and he's Kone Olam Haba with that moment. And that's what Rabbi is Bocha. That we, how many times in our lifetimes do we have these moments of inspiration and we let them pass, we let them fizzle. We don't take the advantage of them. He says, look what it be. When you take advantage of these moments of inspiration, you can be Kono Lomao B'Sha'achat. And that's what Rabbi was Bocha, right? Bocha is crying for these lost moments. These moments like Rabbi Lezer ben Adaya that we let go, that Rabbi Lezer ben Adaya took advantage of. And that's what he was crying about over here. Alright, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yodonotan Abu Qasle Be'orcha, they were walking along the way. Matul Dahanu Treish Vile. They came to a fork in the road. Chad Patsay Apitcha de Avodah Chachamim, one of them passes in front of the house of Avodah Zarah. Chad Patsay Apitcha de Beizonot. The other one went in front of the Chalad's house. That's right, it's bad and worse. So I'm like, Chad Acharei, Nezal Apitcha de Avodah Chachamim. We're much better off going past the Avodah Zarah. Right? De Nachis Yitzrei. Because the Chazal, we saw this already in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Chachamim asked for the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah to be given over to them so that they could destroy it. So they did that. They took away the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. So we're better off going that path because there's less of a, now, today, there's less of a Yetzer for that issue. So I'm like, Yidach, he's off Pitzcha the Beizonot. What are you talking about? Let's go the other way. We're going in front of the Beizonot. And we'll overcome our Yetzer. And the Kabbal Agra, and we'll get some reward for that. It's so interesting over here. Tosos says over here, look at the top Tosos, unbelievable Tosos. The person has to make all efforts to distance himself from the Beit Avodah Zarah. I would not have read that out of the Gemara. Over here, he's taking it intentionally, wants to go in front of the Beit Zonot. It's not to avoid the Beit Avodah Zarah, he's going in front of the Beit Zonot in order to avoid the Yetzer. Right, the fact that he was willing to take that risk. He says over here, proves to you, you must stay so far away from Avodah Zarah. Kimatu atom, when they got there, chazinu lezonot, they saw the zonot, v'izkanu mikamayu. The zonot got scared of them, and they ran back into their kubot, they ran back into the house that they were in, they ran away from Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Chanina. Right. So in the end, they went that way. So he says to me, you see, I'm like, Manala, ha, how'd you know we were going to be able to do this? How'd you know we could go past it? I'm like, it says the Pasuk Mishlei, Mizima Tishmor. Right. From any, the translation I saw was wise design, you should guard yourself. Alecha, right? Tvuna Titzrechena. And understanding will safeguard you. So Amalei Rabbanon the Rova, my Mizima. What's this Mizima that protects you? Right, so they're thinking of it as a noun here, right? That mizimat tishmor, right? That, well, what does that mean? Right, so that's what the Gemara says, ilei ma Torah. If you say that Torah is what protects you, dichtei ba zima, because the Torah has the word zima used on it, umitar gaminan etzat chatein, that we call, what is it, when zimahi, when we say in the parasha of zimahi, it means etzat chatein, it's the, right, the counsel of those that want to sin, uchtev, and it says about the Torah, he flee etzah, right, that it's a wondrous counsel, Higdil Tushia, is abundant wisdom. So the Torah is called Eitzah, it's called Tushia. So maybe we call this Eitzah is parallel to Zima. When you have a transitive property, if the Torah, when it uses the term Zima, the Targum translates it as Eitzah. And now you have the word Eitzah, Torah is called Eitzah, so maybe that's calling about Torah. So Torah is the protective. Mizima Tishmor, that's what's going to protect you. So Mar says, Yehochi, zima mi baile. The pasuk should have read not mizima, but rather zima. That you're looking for a noun. It's not from the noun, but it's rather the noun itself. They're saying that now. Instead of the word mizima, which would be a noun, they're saying mizima, mi is a preposition, and the word is zima. So now they're saying if it's zima, that doesn't work. Zima mi baile. So Yehochi kamar, this is what it means. Midvar zima tishmor alecha Torah. From the problem of zima, right, then the Torah will protect you. So mitzvah zima tishmor, right, from a zima you should protect yourself. Alecha Torah titzarchecha, the Torah will safeguard you. So tishmor, I'm sorry, mitzvah zima tishmor alecha Torah titzarchecha, the Torah will safeguard you. So Rashi over here translates mitzvah zima over here not to be actually from the problem of zima, but the divrei Torah. He translates it as being that divrei Torah will protect you. Daber b'divrei Torah will protect you. And also, Torah titzachen, the Torah will safeguard you. So, Tana Banan, kishenitpisu Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. When Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion were captured by the government, by the Romans, Amalei, Rabbi Elazar, they were both in prison together. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Ashrech, shenipasta, davar echad. You're in good shape. You were only caught for one thing. I mean, we'll see tomorrow's daf what he was caught for, but you only had one thing that they're trying to try you for. They have five charges against me. One charge against you, five against me. Guess who's going out of here? The likelihood is that you're leaving. I'm not leaving. Five charges. You're better off on these five things, and you're going to be saved. You're going to survive. I was charged with one thing, and I'm not leaving here. That's it. I'm going to die here. Sha'ata sakta b'torah u'gmilut chasadim. You were involved in Torah and gemilut chesed. V'ani lo asakti ela b'torah bilvad. And I was only involved in Torah u'ched Rav Huna. And that's similar to the position of Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna kolosek b'torah bilvad. Domek mi she'en lo elokap. It's as if he doesn't have a God. Shenemar, because it says in Divrei Yamim, v'yarabim rabim l'Yisrael lo Elokei Emet. There were many years that Bnei Yisrael did not have a true God. This is in the Tshuva movement in the time of Asa. Right? Also, the pasuk ends, Ululo Kohen Moreh, without a Kohen that guided them, Ululo Torah, and without Torah. So my Ululo Elokei Emet, what does it mean that they didn't have a true God? Shkosek b'Torah b'Ovad. Whoever's involved in Torah, don't make a she'en lo Eloka. It's as if he doesn't have any God. So now, the proof, or what Tosu says, is the Diyuk HaDaposuk. Pasuk begins with, Ve'yamim rabim l'Yisrael lo Elokei Emet, and it concludes with lo Torah. So that seems to me that the lo Torah is separate from the first part of the pasuk. Means the first part of the pasuk, they were without a God with Torah. Then only later on the pasuk says the lo Torah and without Torah. Now that's not pasuk. Pasuk of pasuk is that they were out both of them. They didn't have God and they didn't have Torah. But the way we remember the of the pasuk is that when it says without Torah later in the pasuk, it means that the first part did have Torah. So even with Torah, they didn't have a God. How is that possible? Because they didn't. They didn't have gemilat chesed. Now Rashi says, "Domek ke'in lo eloka." Rashi over here translates it differently. He says that what is a ke'in lo kav la'gin olav, to protect him. It's as if he doesn't have a God to protect him. Which is an interesting way. I don't think that's pashut. I don't think you would have thought. When I say, kol adar b'chutz laretz, ki le'in lo eloka, you don't say that he doesn't have a God to protect him. You say what? That he's doing something, that he's acting in a manner that is not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. That's ki'in lo eloka. That he's not accomplishing, he's not realizing what Hashem wants, because he's living in chutz laretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. So to over here, a person does Torah without gemilut chesed, that's not the intent of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and that's why it's ki'in lo eloka. Rashi, on the other hand, says it's that he lacks the protection that is afforded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now the Gemara wants to know, before we do that, this is also similar to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you remember, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet, describes the Dibayin Rabbo. And over there it says that they were both from Beit Eli, and it's a promise that Beit Eli will never become a Zakein, that they will never become old, and it says, U'bzevach mishpa mincha. They will not bring a Zevach mincha. There over there, the Gemara is Medayak, Zevach mincha lo. They won't bring Zevach mincha, will not be mechaper on them, but, and then the Gemara gives exceptions. There are Torah, Gemilat Chasidim, Tefillah, certain items. So over there, the Gemara distinguishes between Abai and Rabbah, one that lived till, it seems to be at the age of 40, one looks at the age of 60, and they say, why did one live longer? Because he was Oseg B'Torah, only lived till the age of 40. The one who was Oseg B'Torah, Gemilat Chesed, was able to live to the age of 60. So you see that Gemilat Chesed added on was the ability to extend their life significantly longer. So that same idea, that Torah without Gemilat Chesed is nowhere near. Torah with Gemilat Chesed, you see the same thing over here. Rav wants to know, Gemilat Chesedim lo asak? And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was not Oseg B'Gemilat Chesedim, Matanya. A person should not be donating to tzedakah. Lest the gabbai tzedakah, the accountant, is Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadjo. Right? That Emnua to Avim Hemin. Wait a minute. He was trustworthy. He was trustworthy to be the gabbai tzedakah. He actually didn't do. He actually didn't do the chesed. He was just the one who was trustworthy. Fatanya, what do you mean? Is that really true? So Amar lo ma'ot shel purim nitchafuli b'ma'ot shel tzedaka says that Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadjo says about himself that I had some ma'ot for purim which could only be used for tzudat purim and they got mixed up with ma'ot shel tzedaka ma'ot that have to go to the aniim v'chalaktim aniim and then I distributed them to the aniim. So now also over here Rashi claims that what's the story here? He says, well, I was supposed to give ma'ot purim and I end up giving them to ma'ot tzedaka. So Rashi says, "Ani parat b'sheli et shel Purim." I paid back the part of Purim that needed to be paid out. I went and gave him my own money. That's the first one. Or the second explanation Rashi brings is that I had ma'ot Purim. Ma'ot Purim is my ma'ot that were designated for the Sudat Purim, and they got mixed up with the Arnaki of Tzedakah, and I never took the money back. I left it, even though it was my personal money. I never took the money back. That's what Rashi claims was the greatness of here. Tosfos questions Rashi, and he says the basic line is "Ikar chasam in a sefer." The main point of why he was Gomel Chesed is missing from the whole story here. All it says, I got Ma'ot Purim, Ma'ot Tzedakah, and it doesn't tell you what he did. So therefore, Lakachni Brother Eilim Faresh, that Ha'arniki of a Ma'ot Shel Purim, he had a wallet full of Ma'ot Purim, Vayasavur Shehutzel Tzedakah, and he thought that money was for Tzedakah, V'nizkar Shem Shel Mikvat Purim, and then before he distributed it, he remembered it belonged to Purim. And nevertheless, he gave it out to the Aniim because he already called them and he didn't want to embarrass them. He didn't want to cause them any pain. So even though he knew they were Ma'ot Purim, he went ahead and gave it to them as tzedakah. And then, Misvara, you can say, of course he went back and he replaced the money. All he's telling you is the story. Now, Misvara, you can say, that's not an indicator here, but that he obviously paid the money back because he misallocated the money. But he's telling you here that because he went to misallocate them and he already called them, that he didn't retract. He didn't go back on it. And of course, he repaid the money. But the main issue is that he didn't want to embarrass the Aniim. That's the chesed that he did. The Gemilah chesed that he did. And that's what Tosfos also mentions over here, that there's a difference between tzedakah and Gemilah chesed. The Gemara says he didn't do Gemilah chesed. The Gemara is bringing examples of tzedakah. And he says we know from the Gemara in Sukkah that tzedakah is done with money. Gemilah chesed is done by goof. Tzedakah is done by aniim. Gemilah chesed can be done to aniim and ashirim. So there is a difference between them. The Gemara here seems to blur the difference. Tosfos says it must be mistama. Whoever does tzedakah does Gemilah chesed. Whoever's in osek in one is probably osek in the other. That's his answer to deal with the fact that the Gemara is blurring the difference between the items over here. So the Gemara says, okay, so he did do it. So now the answer, the Gemara says, Me'ivid Ovid, he did do it, but he didn't do enough. He could have had more potential to do it. He didn't live up to his potential in Gemilut Chesed. Look at this, he's a Gabbai Tzedakah. He's replacing the money here, and he's not doing it enough. He's not doing enough chesed according to the level of potential of Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadjo. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also has the same thing over there, and asking about Abayi and Rabbo, about why he wasn't always thinking about chesed. No, to get Abayi Leilo Avot, right? They didn't do enough chesed. Atiyu the Rabbi Lazar ben Parta. So they brought Rabbi Lazar ben Parta to Din. They brought him up on his charges. Amru, my time at Tanita, my time at Ganafta. Why did you teach Torah, and why did you steal? Amru, Isaifa lo safra. If I live by the sword, I don't live by the book. If I'm a robber or a thief, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm not teaching Torah. V'safra, if I'm teaching Torah, lo saifa. That I'm not out there being molesting the briot, being a marauder or a robber. Medaleta, namedaleta. If one of them is not true, then the other one. These are all trumped up charges, so that's not true. It's fine, they let him go on those two charges. Ma'itama koru lo chol rabbi. Why do they call you a rebbe? It says, Rabban shel tarsiim ani. I am the head tailor. That's what I am. A Rabban shel tailors. You remember over there in the Gemara in Boba Metziah, Bechet, by Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it worth my being chozer b'tshuva? They called me a rebbe beforehand, and now they call it a rebbe now. So Rashi over there says, what does it mean they called me a rebbe beforehand? It says, I was the head robber. So you see the term rabbi is used even for robbers, even for other interests or crafts or professions that you're called a rabbi. Tosfos disagrees over there. He says you don't call somebody a rabbi when it comes to thievery. And therefore, he says that Reish Lakish was actually a Talmud Chacham before and a Tana beforehand, and it was Chozer B'Tshuva. All right, so Chozer B'Sheila, then Chozer B'Tshuva. So he says, Hayiti. Right, so they said, all right, no problem. Kibori. Aiti lei trei kibori. They brought before him two rolls of yarn, rolls of thread. Amulei, hai de shatya, hai de avra. Which one is the shatya, which is the warp? Those are that, right, the warp are those that go longwise. It says, vai de arva, and those are the arva, which are the ones that go, the woof, that go across the latitudinal, the cross section, so you throw the woof through the warp in order to do this, weaving. So now he has to know, if he's really the head tailor, he should know the difference between the woof and the warp. So Tzrachash Leinisa, a miracle happened. Ache Ziborita, along came, okay, according to Rashi, a Ziborita, a female wasp, Otiva Deshatya, and sat on the warp. Vati Zibora, and a male wasp came, Vyativa the Arva, and he sat on the Arva, on the Arav, on the woof. So then he says, Amalei, hi the Shatya, hi the Arva. He said right away, okay, that one is the Shatya, that Arva. Why? Because the Shatya, the warp, is on the machine, right, on the sewing machine. And therefore, when you throw the shuttle through with the Arav, then it's Doma to a man, right? That's the man who goes, who's the one that goes in, right? And the woman who is the receptacle or the receiver is the warp. So he knew when the female landed on the Shatya, and the male landed on the Arav, that he knew that the which one was which. Tosfos. So Tosfos asked your question. He says, "There's no way." So therefore, he determines that a ziborita and a zibora are two different species. So it says one species that's called a ziborita landed on that on the shatya, and the zibora landed on the other one. Meaning that they're male and there's two different species, but their names are male and female. Not that he actually saw the difference between them as a male and a female. So now Gemara says, "Amalei." So now that was number three. And they my time alo atid the Bay Avidan said, why don't you come to Bay Avidan? Rashi claims Bay Avidan was a place of Avodah Zarah where everybody had to come to ensure that the Avodah Zarah come and eat and celebrate with the Avodah Zarah and see what the needs of the Avodah Zarah were. Tosus on the previous Amud, which I didn't show you, Tosus on the previous Amud says Bay Avidan was not a place of Avodah Zarah, but a place where they used to be mitvakeach. It was like a central hall where they used to have discourses and conflicts or arguments about Avodah Zarah and about the Minut. And therefore it says, Tosfos says, we see there are other Amoraim who went and attended and went there. So some Amoraim went, some didn't. So he says, the ones that didn't go there were afraid of getting killed. Those that went there, you see that it's not a place of Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, why didn't you show up in the Be'avi? I'm very old. Maybe I'll get crushed, I'll get stampeded, trampled. Amrub, Ada Idna Kamasevi Dramus. Till this point, we haven't had a single person be trampled. So what are you talking about? So he said, he says, Idrachesh Nisa, miracle happened. Auyoma Yermos Achad Saba. One old man got trampled on that day in order to uphold his words. So that's four. Now, number five, my time of Keshavachta Avdel Lecherut. Why did you set your servant free? Right, what's the problem? Rashi says that this was a gzeira lefishu dat yudit, that only Jews free their slaves. So if they made a gzeira, you're not allowed to free your slaves. So he said, why did you free your slave? I'm like, oh, la'yud varim olam, it never happened. So kabchad min ayla sudei be, one of them there who knew that it was true, got up to testify against him. At Eliyahu Idmelek, echad mechashuvei ma'chuta, so appeared over there, Eliyahu shows up and appears to him like one of the royals of Rome. He warns the guy, listen, a miracle happened to him for all the other four items. You're going to go stand up here? You don't think a miracle is going to happen here? This man was evil. And he said, no chance, I'm going to speak. He said, got up to speak. There's this letter, this document that had to get from the royals or the people, the chashuve, the important people of the malchut that were found locally, and they had to get it to the Bay Kesar, they had to get it to the right, the monarchs, to the Caesar's house, so they'd send it to the palace of the Caesar. And they said, right at the moment that he was about to testify, they said, you're the messenger, go. So then what happened to this messenger? He says, give him a swift kick, He helped him out on his way. When he went, and he never came back. He never saw him. So these are the five miracles that happened, or that five things, five charges that were brought against Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. But we see over here, that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Chaikin said, you, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, even though you have five charges, you're going to be dismissed. Your case is going to be dismissed. And here we see that, the fact that his case was dismissed. Tomorrow we'll do the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion.